Okay, today is Daf Vav. We're on Daf Vav. We're on the second line. So we're talking about the middle of a story here, Gadata, that, not Hefa Gadata, that Noach took in only animals like himself. So he couldn't have taken in treifas or balmums. So the Gemara says, second line on top, V'dilma Noach gufei treifa hava. Maybe Noach himself was a treifa. He wasn't going to last a year. That's impossible. Tamim tziv bei. It says he was tamim. Noach ish tamim. V'dilma tamim bedrachav haya. Maybe it means he was tamim in his midos. He was a good person, but he didn't have much to live. Now it's tzaddik tziv bei. It says he was a tzaddik. So then dilma tamim bedrachav v'tzaddik b'maisiv hava. Maybe he was a tamim in personality, in his approach, and a tzaddik in his ma'isim, meaning he was a great person, but he wasn't going to live. Lo sogadaitach. The Noach gufei treifah. Don't think that Noach was a treifah. That's impossible. The e sogadaitach. The Noach treifah. If he was a treifah, amalei rachmana kavasach ayil shleimelot ayil. But only like you should bring into the teva. No regular animals. Only treifah animals. Not treif, I mean treifas. Only animals that aren't going to live, but good animals you can't bring into the teva. That doesn't make any sense. Hashu d'nafkale mi'itcha. So now that we know that those animals were not treifas, l'chayos zera lomali, then why does it say l'chayos zera, that they have to have, be able to have birth, right? So e mi'itcha, if it would only be from that word, the animal should be healthy and strong like you, havamina l'tzavsa ba'alma. I would have thought that was just a command. Rashi says on second line on top, La'amod imo yudbeis chadashim bateva, to last 12 months in the teva. Mihu, treifa lo tayil, you should not bring in a treifa, shlo tamos ubatel atzavsa. So they shouldn't die, and then the command got batel. However, avalzokin v'sris, shaper dummy, you want to bring in old animals that can't have children for other reasons, that you could bring. That's not right. Even a zakin, old animal, you know, the animal needs a wheelchair, and even a sris, as an animal is a sris, that you can bring it to the teva? It's not a treifa. No, that's not right. Because of Rahmana, zera. That's why it says zera. You have to bring a normal, good animals. Okay.
How did he know that they were...
So the Medrash says they came by themselves. He didn't know. He didn't know. He's not a veterinarian. They came by themselves? Okay. That's sort of ending. New question. Very fascinating Gemara right now. Iboyalahu. So the Mishnah said that 3 days before you're not allowed to do business with a guy, you can't lend him money. Why not? Why? What's the reason? The reason was because he's going to mention his God when you lend him the money or you do engage him in business, and you're being machshiv, you're causing him to be machshiv his God. What's the problem with that? We're gonna see soon it's a little naive here. So that's we can't do it. So Iboyalahu. Shloshi Yamim, these 3 days. Hain the Eidehen, is it those 3 days include the holiday? Oh, Dilma Hain below Eidehen, or it doesn't include the holiday. In other words, is it 4 days or is it 3 days? If the holiday is on Sunday, so is it Friday Shabbos and Sunday, or just Friday Shabbos, Thursday Friday Shabbos, and then also Sunday? That's the question. So Tashma. So let's try to bring a raya from the following Mishnah. Is a Mishnah tomorrow. And the Mishnah tomorrow says like this. Rabbi Shmuel is going to say tomorrow, Shlosha lefnehem vishlosha achnerehem aser. 3 days before and 3 days after. Right? Our Mishnah didn't say 3 days after.
Right.
Right? The day after the holiday, everyone's back to normal, right? He said no, 3 days after also. They still have lingering. 3 days after also. Now, Esau Kedaitach, Hain, Ve'edehen, if it means the holiday itself, that means that Rabbi Shmuel, Yom Edehem, Chashiv Lahu Meikara, the holiday is included in the front end, V'chashiv Le Lebasof, and it's included in the back end. So what should it have said? It should have said, Shloshi Yamim, Shlosh yamim lifnehem ushnayim achareihem. Right? Because if the same holiday is included, it's repetitive. It says too much. right? can't count the Isser twice. So what do you see from here? Right? That the day does not include the holiday. That the 3 days don't include the holiday. Because if they included the holiday, then it wouldn't be 3 days again at the end. So the Gemara says, no. I did tana shlosha lefneim, tani nami shlosha lachareim. Since it says three before, it says three after. Be'ena chanami, it doesn't, not a riot whether it includes the holiday itself or not.
Seven,
what?
So it's 7 days.
That's the next question the Gemara is going to ask. Toshma. Damar of Tachlifa Bar of Dimi, Amar Shmuel, that this person said in the name of Shmuel, Yom Aleph, what does Yom Aleph mean? How do they translate that in the art school, Yom Aleph?
Sunday.
Ludivei Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, La'ola Masr, you can never do business with a guy, according to Rabbi Shmuel. Why?
It's a holiday.
No, never do business with them. Why? Because Sunday's a holiday. Right. What's Sunday?
Sunday.
Every Sunday's a holiday.
Right.
3 days before is
Thursday,
Friday, Saturday.
Right.
Sunday you can't also.
Right.
And 3 days after is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So you can never do business with a guy.
Hey. Okay, that's a good idea.
Never do business with a guy. No one said that.
So,
1 second. The Gemara doesn't make that chiluk. The Gemara says Yom Aleph. Now, what does Rashi say? Look at Rashi. Yom Aleph. It's censored. So Rashi said. Rashi said, Yom Notri, which means the day of the Christian holiday, which is Sunday. That's what Rashi said. Yom Notri, right? It's censored. It's censored. You don't see it. If you look at the side. Because I have something called the Hagaz Vitziyudim, and they stuck it back in. It says, Defus Yashon Yom Notri, Viteva Yom Miuteres, Veletza Barashi, Bekisveyad. And it doesn't appear in Kisveyad. Then it says, Notri, I'm sorry. This is what Rashi said, which is taken out. Notri, the Gemara said Yom Notri. The Gemara said Yom Notri, and they switched it to Yom Aleph. What does Rashi say on Yom Notri? Rashi said, Notri, Haholech b'tu'uso shel osha ish. Those are people that went after the mistake of that man. Shetiva lehem, lasos lehem, yom eid b'echad b'shabbos. Who told them to make a holiday on Sunday. Right? So Rashi continues. The next Rashi says, L'divir b'shmo lo'ol masr, lasos yimahen ma'asimatan. Gimel yom lefnei yom aleph, the gimel yom shel achrav, hurry call Shabbos kulos, the whole week. The whole week you can't do business with them. That can't be right. So, the Meiri says, this can't be referring to Christians. Can't be. Even if Rashi knew Christians, Reb Shmuel bar Tachlafta, bar Avdimi, Shmuel never knew a Christian. Right? Never knew them. Certainly Reb Shmuel and the Tana didn't know a Christian. Right? The Meiri says that Notri doesn't mean the Christians, it means the Babylonians that are called Notrim. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyah that says, Notrim bo'im me'aret ha'merchak. Some pasuk to reference the Babylonians, right? The Yavitz, the Rakel Hamdan, says that idea that Sunday became a holiday by the Christians was way after Jesus, who was a Jew. Look at the Ayavit says. Who atmo shomer sa Shabbos. He kept Shabbos. V'tziva lehem lishmar. And he told everyone else to keep Shabbos. So when did it switch to Sunday? I don't know, at some point. But it can't.
300 years in the common era.
Well, we don't know exactly when that switched. Right? Yeah. So the point is, the whole thing is a kasha anyway, because Mati's right. There's holidays that are distinct, you have to make a distinction of different holidays. The next two Mishnahs are going to go, what are the holidays already? And they have all these pagan holidays. The Mishnah is going to mention all these pagan holidays.
None of them are going
to
be Christian.
None of them are going to be Christian, and none of them are going to be some minor holiday. Every week? Every week a holiday? Who has holiday every week? Right? Anyway, the kasha is, if you hold, look, what?
Us.
Yeah, if Shabbos, it's not the same thing. I mean, it's more machmer in terms of halachas, but it's not as special because it's every week. Right, it's not as special, it's every week. It's not as special in terms of, like, certain halachas, whatever. So the kasha is, according to Rishmael, According to Rabbi Shmuel, you can never do business with a guy. Because 3 days before is Asr, 3 days after is Asr, the day also is Asr. You never do, not each like a daitach, hein ve dehen. But if you hold it's included, then ikka arba v'chamisha d'shari. Then you have Wednesday and Thursday, which are good. Why? Because you have Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, and then Monday, Tuesday. 3 days before, 3 days after, included is the holiday. So you have Wednesday and Thursday, Tuesday, Wednesday, when you can do business with them. At least something you can do with them, Tuesday, Wednesday. So the Gemara says like this.
Wednesday, Thursday.
So the Gemara says, Aliba, Rabbi Shmuel, Lokum Abayli. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's not Akasha. Dehain, below a dehain. For sure he holds that way. He has to hold that way. He has to hold that it doesn't include the day. So you have some opportunity to make a living. But according to the Rabbanon, who don't hold of the 3 days after the holiday, they don't hold of that. So you have plenty of time in the week to do business. So does the 3 days mean 3 days or does it mean 4 days? That was my kasha. All right, according to Rishmael, there can't be a kasha. So, Amravina Tashma, the Elu Hein Edein Shel Ovde Kochavim. These are the days, this is the quoting from the Mishnah, we're going to mention the holidays. Kalanda, Saturunya, the Kartathim. Three holidays. Amr of Chanan Barava, Kalandra, listen to this. Kalandra is the Ches Yamim Achar Tekufa. 8 days after Tekufas Teves. Okay? Which Rashi says, what?
Winter solstice.
1 second. And Saturunya is the Shmona Yamim of Nat Tekufa. The last 8 days before the Tekufa. In other words, it's 16 consecutive days. That's basically what it is. It's the 8 days of the... It's really the 8 days of the end of the year and then the 8 days of the beginning of the year. So, by the way, V'simanach achar v'kadam tartani. This pasuk is a pasuk in Tehillim, which says, back in front you formed me. So we mentioned the back first. So too, we mentioned the second days first. We mentioned the second 8 days before the first 8 days. Why did we do that? So Rashi says, achar k'sibereisha, u'masnisanami, ha'ed achar t'kufa, tana bereisha. The second set of days is mentioned first. Why is that? Those deep reasons. Adam Rishon, one reason is, Adam Rishon, he created the first holiday first. In other words, at the beginning of the, whatever this time is, at the beginning of this Tekufa, he said, oh, now we're going to have a holiday for 8 days. The following year, he made the holiday at the end of the year. Even though those days come before first in the calendar, he created them second. So the Gemara mentions them second. That's one answer.
Isn't there a midrash that Adam thought that the world was coming to an end?
Didn't we say that yesterday?
Yeah,
we said that in the Gemara.
Okay.
Second, Taras Chaim says because this holiday was more chashuv to them. So they mentioned it first. And the in Yaakov says that the in Yaakov says that the second holiday is chronologically first. It's in the beginning of the year. The other holiday is at the end of the year. So that's why I mentioned second. Very simple. You hear that?
Well, it depends when the year starts.
Well, whenever the year starts, this is the inaugural holiday of the year.
Oh, okay.
So it starts first. This other one, now if you look at the calendar, it's, ooh, December comes before January, yeah? But January is the beginning of the year, December is the end of the year. Right?
Yeah, except...
So it depends on your frame of reference. So if your frame of reference is like that, then it makes sense. Okay. Now, so that's what he said. If...
I don't think January started the year. I'm
just giving an example. It didn't. Yes. Just giving an example. Now, if Yisrael Kedaitach, Hein Ve'edehen, but if the holiday is also included, then it's a Sarahavi. It's not 8 days, it's 10 days. Because you're including the holiday itself, both times. So the Gemara says, no. Tanakula Kalandra Chad Yomahu Chashavle. No, it could be that all these days are considered like one, it's one big Achashverosh party that lasts for many, many days. Right? But it's not a raya whether the holiday, in a normal holiday, whether it includes, 3 days includes the holiday or not. We don't have a raya. Amarav Ashi Tashma. It says like this. Lifnei Dehen, before the holiday, Shalom Tekachavim of a guy, Shloshi Yomim. 3 days. And if it means the holiday also is included, then listen, that it's really 4 days. Listen, a dehen shall of the kochavim shlosh yamim. It should have said more simply. It's 3 days. Obviously, it's 4 days. V'chi tema. You want to tell me? Ha diktani lefnei dehen. The reason why he said it like that was l'mu'ute acharei dehen, to exclude afterwards. Afterwards, there's no holidays at all, unlike Rabbi Shmuel. Then listen, edom shall of the kochavim gimel yamim lefnehem. Then it should have said like that. Elish mamina, hein below a dehen, shmamina. It's obvious, not including the holiday. Okay, that's obvious, so we proved it. Fine, very good. Okay, now, Iboyelahu, next question. Ready for this one? Why is it that you can't do business with a guy before the holiday? Why not? We never said why not. We said because they're going to mention their God. So is it time of Mishum Harvacha? Is it because of Harvacha? What does Harvacha mean? It means breath, expanse. What does that mean? Rashi says, the Revach va'azil umodel avodas kochavim, because the guy is going to be so happy. He just made a big sale, big deal. The azal is going to go and praise his God, v'ka'avar Yisrael Mishum lo yishama al picha, and the Jew is going to violate that God, the names of foreign gods of Avodah Zarah were mentioned in the world. Is that why? O Dilma, Mishum Lufna Iver, Lo Sitein Michshol. Or maybe it's because Lufna Iver. What's Lufna Iver? So Rashi says, Diz Mezabin Le Behema, because you're going to sell an animal to a guy, or buy an animal, or take the money or the animal, Umakvival Avodah Kochavim. And they're going to worship it. Uvne Noach, Nitztavu Aleha. And Bnei Noach are commanded not to do that. Dahavi di achas misheva mitzvos. It's one of the seven mitzvos b'nei Noach. It's avodah zarah. It applies to goyim also. Bedalad mitzvos b'sanhedrin in Sanhedrin. Now,
but he didn't say that. He said do business.
What? Right, but why? But why?
Okay, so you're doing one of the old. You can't sell them produce.
If they're going to use it for avodah zarah, no. If they want to eat at the table, then yeah.
It's not the common way of doing it. Then what's the problem?
Would it be not the common way?
They don't worship corn.
No, but we hold that.
They don't use that for their avodah zarah.
But if they do, then that becomes usher.
I understand that, but it was very specific. It said any business.
So let's see. Now, v'nehi, it's true, Rashi, it's true, v'nehi, it's true, da'amaron, amad v'hitiron, it's true that we said, I think we said it on, might have been the first day of the Masechta, that anyway, the guy didn't hold from this stuff, it's all a mutter anyway now, that we said, miu, al yavdo al yadicha, al yadecha, shreatzidin helitin et hadin, al she'en mitkayim enosam, they're going to have to answer for this infraction, because even though they don't keep this mitzvah, they don't keep it, they don't hold from it, they're still going to have to answer, explain why they violated the Torah. Av b'she'en lehem schar b'kiyumo, even though they don't get schar, if they keep it, right? Ka'avar Yisrael, mishum if l'ivah l'asidin michshol. The B'nai Yisrael will still be over l'fnei iver. So what's the reason? Is the reason because they're going to mention their avodah zarah, and it's going to cause a name of avodah zarah to be mentioned, or l'fnei iver, right? Now, could they be l'fnei iver by a goy? Could that even be such a thing? The Gemara asks, yeah, right?
I don't see why the two aren't the same thing. That's what I was saying.
Right, it's a good question. Oh, Lubai Nafkamina, what's the difference? What's the difference? The Isla Behemel of the day. They have their own animal. They have an animal already. You're right. If it's because they're going to be happy, they're going to be happy. It's not Lufna Iver. That's what Mati said. They want to have animals, they want to have the food. So if they're going to say, ooh, I got such a good deal from that Jew, I'm going to go and praise my God, that's a problem. But if it's the actual Lufnei Iver, it's not Lufnei Iver. They don't eat it. Right? And the Ra'ah says, and even if they're going to bring two animals, it's also not Lufnei Iver. It's not Lufnei Iver. Why? Right? Because this is after this Alamdash and Lufnei Iver. If they're already over to Avodah Zarah with the first one, and the one you sold them is not going to be more avodah zarah.
The Lufnei Iver part I always get is because they can do it anyway.
What? We're going to get to that. So you hear that? That's an afkamina. An afkamina is: do they need this for avodah zarah or they need it for lunch? If they need it for lunch, they still might recognize their God. They got such a good deal. But if it's for Avodah Zarah, they don't need it for Avodah Zarah. They're using it for lunch. It's not Lifnei Iver. That's the Gemara's answer. Okay? That's the Gemara's nafkamina. Whether or not, why it's Aser. Then the Gemara says,
What are we worried about with the Lifnei Iver? I don't get it.
What do you mean? You're causing...
worried about a guy's Lifnei Iver?
No, you're causing a guy to do an Avera.
So what?
So this is
who cares?
So
the guy's doing an Avera, not me.
So we said yesterday, that there's a Shaila, a Lundish Shaila, what's the Isser of Lifnei Iver?
Okay.
Is it a separate Isser? Or is it part of the Avera that you're going to be, the person's going to violate?
Let me ask you a different
So
question.
I want to get you to eat Tevel.
Right.
Right? You're not a Kohen. Right. And even if you are, there's no truth. So I'm going to get you to eat Tevel. So, and I convince you to eat it. So do I get the Isser of eating Tevel? Or do I get the Isser of Lifnei Iver? That's a lundish question.
Yeah.
What's an afkamina? Tevel's much bigger of a punishment.
Right.
Right? Okay. That's an afkamina. So it's right. It seems like over here that when you violate Lifnei Iver, Lifnei Iver is a chelik of the Avera.
Correct.
It's a chelik of the Avera. Because a goy is not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. So by me convincing him to do it, or by me facilitating it, it's also Avodah Zarah. That's what it sounds like. It's not like its own separate... a separate Avera, because the Goyim are not included in Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver is not one of the Shev Mitzvot B'nei Noach. So it's on me, right? So by him worshipping Avodah Zarah, it's like I worship Avodah Zarah, by getting him to do it, right? So what's the difference if it's a Jew or a Goy? Doesn't make a difference.
I don't know.
Right?
The problem is
there's something funny with this.
He has a Lifnei Iver on the back end.
What do you mean?
3 days afterwards. How does it become Lifnei Iver? What do you do with him?
What do you mean, according to Yishmael?
Yeah.
It's a good question.
So, you gave the answer. The Lifnei Iver is part of what the Isser is.
Right.
It can't be the only Isser.
Now, you're right. One second. So when I finish with the Lifnei Iver. Now, the Gemara just said that Afkamina is if he has an animal for Avodah Zarah. If he has an animal, that's all Lifnei Iver.
Right.
Then it's lunch. Right. But if he doesn't have one, then it is. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? V'chi itzlei lo avar yishum Lifnei Iver l'tidei mikshel. What if he has one, it's not a problem? V'atanya, but we learned. Amr Reb Nassim. Reb Nassim said, V'nayin, Adam Kos Lunazir. How do I know that I can't give a cup of wine to a Nazir? Hey, drink this, it's very good. I can't do that. The Avram and Achai Livnei Noach, and I can't even give Avram and Achai to a guy. Right? And the Rosh says, this is mentioned to tell you that it's not even by a guy. I couldn't think of anything for Jews. I had to come to a guy. Can't give Avram and Achai to a Jew either. No, but I have to say a guy, because it's not even by a guy also. Talmud Lomar, Lifnei Iver l'tidei mikshel. You can't give Lifnei Iver l'tidei mikshel. V'ahacha, t'chi lo yahavinen lei, shak lei, right? What if I don't give it to him? It's sitting here on the table. I say, hey, why don't you drink this? And that's Lifnei Iver. What if I didn't say drink this? But you sat there and you took it and drank it yourself, right?
You took it or he took it?
What?
You took it or he took it? If you took it, it's not Lifnei Iver.
No. In other words, I bring the cup of wine, I put it down over here.
Right.
And I say to you, why don't you drink that? And I get you to drink it, and I convince you, and you're a Nazir, and you drink it. Oh, Lifnei Iver? Yeah. What if I just put it down, I didn't say anything to you?
And I pick it up and drink it?
Yeah. And I love Lifnei Iver?
Not Iver.
Of course it is.
Why?
Of course it is. Yeah, of course. What am I doing? I'm putting a stumbling block in front of you? What am I doing?
Causing you to sin.
So I didn't convince you? So what?
Drink a drink for an alcoholic.
And what if I didn't put? What if I didn't convince you? I still gave it to you. Iu v'kavar lifnei iver l'mishum lifnei iver l'sidim mikshol, right? So it'd still be over lifnei iver. So what kind of chiluk was that? I gave you an animal, but you have already an animal. So what? Still lifnei iver, right? Still lifnei iver. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answers a fundamental rule of Lifnei Iver. Hachav mayaskinon dekai betray avnei nara. It's on the other side of the river. Meaning, you couldn't do the Aver without me. That's the only time you're over Lifnei Iver. Okay?
That's, you facilitated.
The only time you're over Lifnei Iver is if...
Is if he
couldn't have done it without you.
Right.
So, for example, Rav Shlomo Zalman has this shaila. If you, in Israel, where every let's say the taxis are Jews, but they're not religious. So if you call up a taxi, and Shabbos. And you want to, the question was, they asked for Shlomo Zalman like this. If you call up a taxi to take it to the airport, to take it to the hospital, your wife's having a baby, take it to the hospital, so it's Lifnei Iver. Because he's driving around, and now he's going to be speeding Michal Shabbos for you. So Shlomo Zalman said the exact opposite. If he's driving, if he's taking someone to the ball game, that's Lifnei Iver. Right? But if he's taking you to the hospital, he's doing a mitzvah.
This is right. The heter for having a non-religious Jew come to you on Shabbos knowing that they'll drive.
No, it's not the heter. There's no heter for that, really. It's not the heter. I'm not talking about that.
Anyway.
We're getting off topic. It gets very complicated. It's a very complicated issue. But you hear what I'm saying?
No,
the only time the Iver applies is if he can't do it without you. If he could do it anyway, he already has six bottles of non-kosher wine. Six bottles. If I bring a seventh, I'm not over with the Iver. He had already, but he had already the Isser in front of him. I didn't do anything. I didn't add anything. I added a bottle. I didn't add an Isser. That's not considered adding an Isser. Why? He already had the Isser.
No.
The only time over the Iver is if he couldn't have done the Isser without me. See here, the guy had an animal. You bring another animal? That's not Lifnei Iver. That's not Lifnei Iver. Make sense? It does make sense. Okay.
Is every
right, Duran does say that if you bring an extra bottle, the oval of the evil will on. That's true.
Is every ship
a different bottle? But the Rice says not Lifnei
Iver. Every sip that you drink of that wine, Lifnei Iver?
L'chora.
Separate?
L'chora.
So then if you bring another bottle, then he's going to be drinking the last bottle. It's also so it says Duran.
It's only this Durabanan. Anyway, that ends that discussion. Adekanami, the Kani Lo Yoshit. It says you can't hand it to him. V'loktoni Lo Yitain. Shramina, that the Isser is, he couldn't have done it without you. That's the only time you're over Lifnei Iver is if he can't do it without you. It has many ramifications, Lifnei Iver, where they can't do it without you. But yeah. Okay, next. Yiboy Elohu. Nasa v'natan, mai. What does it mean when it says, oh, not Nasa v'natan. What if you did do business with the guy? You did. You shouldn't have done it, but you did it. You did Nasa v'natan. You did do business with the guy. Mai, what's the story? Amar v'yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Nasa v'natan, usher. What does it mean, usher? You cannot have hanah from that item or that money. You can't have hanah from it. Rish Lakish Amar, Nasiv Nasim Mutter. No, you can. You shouldn't have done it. Okay, it's Mutter. Asi Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Then 1 second. It says Rabbi Yochanan asked Rish Lakish the following question: A day in Shalav Dekachavim. If you on the holidays of the guy, Nasiv Nasim Asurin. It says Asur. My love, doesn't it mean Lifnei Dayan? Doesn't mean it's Asur. So, and you did it. You mean it's Asur? Lo. A day in dafka. It's only on the day itself. It's usher, but I hold 2 to 3 days before it would be mutter. They amar of ikad yami. Others have the same like this. Eithi rav shimon lelakish lebi yochanan. A day in shalavdu chavim. If it's on the holidays, nasa v'natan usher. A day in. Let's say a day in low. Only on the holiday itself that I agree would be usher, but 2 days before it would be mutter. Tani kavasha der shlakish. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Tana. Idi, Edehen, Karile. I hope that's all called a holiday. Doesn't make a difference if it's the day before the holiday itself. It's all Asr. Tanakh Kavasa de Rish Lakish. We have a brass that says Rish Lakish is right. That what? That it's Mutter. That Bidiyevin, it's Mutter. The Kisha Amru Asr Lasses, Velasses Imahem. When it says you're not allowed to do business with them, Lo Asru Ela Bedavra Hamiskayim. It's only Asr, something that's going to last. But if it's not going to last, then it's not a problem. And even if it's going to last, mutter, it's mutter b'diavad. If you did it, it's mutter. Tana Rav Zvid b'divrei Rav Oshia. Rav Zvid said in the name of Rav Oshia, davar she'ena miskayim mochin lahem. If it's something that's going to last, you can sell it to them. Aval ein lo kaman, but you can't buy it from them. What?
It's partial that you can't buy it. Something that's partial.
What did you say?
It's partial that you can't buy it.
Because the guy's so happy that he got rid of it. Because it's not going to last anyway. He's so happy. That's why. Hahumina, listen to this. There was an apikoris. The shadar le dinra kar kithrina le Yehuda Nesia b'yom edo. He gave Yehuda Nesia a coin, a new coin, on the day of the holiday. Have the Yosef Yishlakish Kameh, Yishlakish was sitting there. He said, Amar Hechi Avi, what do I do? Ashkelei Ozil Umode. If I accept it, he's going to go be Moda to his God that I took the money. Right. Lo Ashkelei, if I don't accept it, Havale Eva. He'll be very angry at me. So Amalei Yishlakish, Tol, take it, Vizirok, Oso, Labor, Lubafanov. Throw it into the garbage.
Is that worse?
So, Amal Kolshke Davila Eva. He's going to show me angry if I do that. So, no, Kalachayad who could come in. I meant throw it away in a way where it looks like he did it by accident. Yeah. Oh, well, you fumble around. It looks like it was an accident.
Oops.
And then it got ruined, but then he won't be upset at you because it was an accident.
So he'll give you another one.
What?
So he'll give you another one.
Maybe he won't because he's what kind of shlamazel is this?
How many times can you do that?
Right. Okay, then we said, Lash Ilan Velishal Mehen. You can't lend and you can't borrow from a guy. So, Bishlam Lash Ilan, I understand why you can't lend. The Kamarvich Lahu, because you just gave a guy $100. So a guy has $100 now to spend. That's why he's going to be so happy. Aval, this we don't really understand this, because Aval Lahashil Mehen, but to borrow from them, that should be allowed, because Mudi Kamailu, you just lessened the guy's assets. You have to give it back. But right now, I guess the guy's a little upset. Oh, man, I just gave that Jew money. The Gemara's going to say in a minute that you're going to have the hard time getting it back. You know, you always think, oh, man, I'm never going to get that money back. I have to go chase the guy. So you're a little upset. Okay, you did a favor because whatever reason, you do people and money. But it's not, you know, you don't always do belay shalom. You're afraid you're never going to get it back. So the Gemara's going to say that in a minute. So he's not so happy. So why is that usher? Why is that usher? So the Gemara answers, Amar Baya, Gzeira, you're right, he's not happy. There shouldn't be usher. Gzeira, lahashil mehen atu lahashilo. It's Gzeira. You can't borrow atu because you can't lend. Don't stay away from the guy for 3 days. Don't go, this I can do, this I can't do. You're going to get me all mixed up, says Abaya, stay away. No. Rava Amar, no. Kulum mishum da azil umodahu. It's all because he's going to be happy. It's all because he's going to be happy. He's happy. Why is he happy? The Jew needed me. I'm going to get interest. You know, the other Jew will come to borrow money from me. It's going to expand my business. He's always happy. But such a difference between Abaye and Rava here. Such a far-fetched difference. The same machlok is now five times.
It's interesting, though, that there's an assumption that Goyim only worship their God with happiness. We pray when we have sorrows.
Right.
Surely they do as well, don't they? Are you not
pray? Yeah. So the next thing in the Mishnah said, Lahalvosan ulavos mehen. So I'm not sure if the first one meant items, and this is money, or that one is money, this is items. Right? Can I borrow sugar? Right? That's what it also is. One was money, one was items. So, Bishloma, lahalvosan, I understand why you can't lend them. Bishlom de kabbavarachlehe. Again, you just gave them more assets. Ella, lulavos mehen, am I? Why can't you borrow from them? Again, I'm not sure if it's an item or money.
Okay, so the last one was articles.
And this is money. So, Amar Abaya, Gzera, Lavos Mehen, Otu Lahalvosan. It's Gzera. It's Gzera. And a Chanami. Why can't you borrow from them? No, you can't borrow from them because we can't lend from them. You lend to them. So, they can't lend to you. So, it's you can't lend to them. So it's Gzera. You shouldn't be involved with them. Rabbi, no.
How do you take a bank loan?
Not 3 days before the holiday.
Oh, just so?
Yeah, only before the holiday. Rabbi, Kulu Bishub the Azul Modu. No, it's all because they're going to be happy. Now, Liparoan Philipro Mehen, for them to pay back a loan to you, or for you to pay back a loan to them, also a problem. Bishlama Liparoan, I understand why you can't pay them back. Mishum to Kamarvachlahu, because they got the money back. El Lifro Mehen Mutimailu, why can't they pay you back? Why can't they pay you back? So Amar Baya, Gzera, you're the same Gzera. Lipro Mehen, Atu Liparoan, the same Gzera, don't have anything to do with them. Rav Amar, no. It's all because they're happy. It's all because they're happy. Now, why are they happy? I don't have the debt anymore in my head.
We're talking about in general?
No, only 3 days before.
Oh, okay.
Uchmichi. We have to say this, Bachlok, it's three times. And if you're including the business, it's four times.
Right.
If you had only because of business, Mishum, the Kamarvach Lahu, Vazalamoda. There's mamash gain here. I sold an item, I bought an item. Avalishol mehen, but to borrow, demudika mailahu shapradami. Maybe that would be okay. I'm taking this thing away from him. Vitana lishol mehem, vitana Vitan lishol mehem, and if it would have said because they're borrowing something, b'shem dechashivale milsa, right? The ani is so excited that of all the people in the world, you came to him to borrow the sugar or to borrow the money, right? You came to him, so therefore azal moda, he's going to go and admit, he's going to go and praise his God. Avol lilvos mehen tar ba'al me'islei, but to money, maybe he's upset. Omar tov lo hadrizizi, I'm never going to get that money back. That's what people think, right? I never get that money back. I have to go chase him, collecting, and it'll take forever to get money back. Vitan a little bit of my hand, and if it would have said only the borrowing money, Mishum de Ka'amar, Balkarche, Mifrana, eventually he'll pay it back. Eventually after Balkarche, he'll pay it back. Hashtamiya Azul Moda, and but now I'm going to be happy because it's Lamaisa, he owes me money. All right, it'll be a struggle, but I'll get the money back, but I'm just going to get interest and I'm going to get it back. Avalifra Mehan, but to collect from them. To sue Lo Hadari Zuze, where right now he doesn't have the money. He doesn't have the money. He just paid back $1,000 loan. So Ema Tyra Islay Velo Azal Umoda. He won't go. It won't go praise his God. Tzvichin will still go praise his God because now the debt's off his head. Right? As we said, you're happy the Achaz man. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nifron Mehen. Rabbi Yehuda said, no. You can collect money from a guy because he's upset about it. Who wants to pay back the money they owe? So they said back to Yehuda, yeah, but he's happy about it because he doesn't owe the debt anymore. You're right. Nobody wants to pay back the money. But you have this feeling of, okay, good, I got that debt out of my head. So the Gemara says, where am I? V'lesli Rabbi Yehuda, afal pi shemeita achshav, semechu la'achaz man. Doesn't Rabbi Yehuda agree with that idea? That even though you're upset, at the end of the day, you're really happy because you got rid of the debt? So what kind of answer? Rabbi Yehuda said, no, you could collect the money from a boy on 3 days before because he's very upset. He's upset because he just departed with his money. But Lamaisi is happy, got rid of the debt. Doesn't Rabbi Yehuda agree with that? He does agree with that. For a time, because we learned, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Isha lo tasud b'moed. You know, a woman's not allowed to, some kind of a facial, some kind of a makeup production, which was painful, right? But they look good, right? So it was painful, but they look good in the end. So some kind of production, mishum shenivel hula, because it, you know, you have to look worse to look better, right? So, Umod Rabbi Yehuda said, wait a minute, Besid, Shechol, Likpolo, B'moed, if you could do some kind of procedure on the Moed, Shetufalto, B'moed, that it's going to, I don't know, be fixed on the Moed, Afal Pi, Shemetra, Achshav, even though it's painful now, Semechul Achazman, but for the second days, it's going to look great. So, Rabbi Yehuda said, you could do that. Why? It's not tzara in the moed, just opposite. It's temporary tzara, but it's the long term is a big benefit. So Rabbi Yehuda said the same, bye moed, he said that. And by over here, by the goy, he doesn't say that. It's the same idea. So the Gemara says, Amar of Nachem by Yitzchak, no, Hanach Hilchas Moed, leave that alone for him. That's not the same thing. The Kulu Meitar Achshav Smech La'achazman. Right? It's always that way. What does it mean, it's always that way? All Hilchas Moed's like that. All Hilchas Moed like that. Can you do something on Chala Moed? Well, right now, it's a problem. Right now, I'm Shechita. So what, can I do Shechita on Chala Moed? Well, yeah, because it's Achaz Man. I'm going to have food to eat. But every Hilchas Moed like that. That's not a Raya that he holds out in general by Avodah Zarah over here. By Hilchas Moed, everyone holds like that. Right? You can do something now. It's a Tircha now. Yeah, it's a Tircha now. But for Achaz Man, it's going to be good. Right? I don't have a suit to wear. So I'm going to go to the tailor now to fix my suit. It's the only suit I have. Otherwise, I'm not going to have yontif clothes. So can I do that? Well, it's a problem. Yeah, but Alachaz Man, it's okay. It's a whole hilchos of yontif like that. That's not a raya.
If Goy owes you money, and at that time of his holiday, he'll be in a good mood, so he'll pay you back.
So that's exactly what the Mishnah said he can't do. That's exactly the problem.
That's the only...
So I don't know. Days running away. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Ravina said like this. Another answer to Rabbi Yehuda's question. Ovid kochavim l'inyan piroon l'olam meitar. It's always bad, according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's always upset about it. Right? Why? Because at the end of the day, you parted with your money. You got rid of the debt? Nobody looks at life like that, says Rabbi Yehuda. Right now, you lost your money. So you're always upset about it. Okay. Now, you know, we'll stop here because... Where am I?
Okay.
One more line. No, you know what? We'll stop here because there's a new discussion now about what if it's written down in a shtar, if it's not written down, all those discussion. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.